Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I am Jen Bunk. I am co-CEO of the PeopleStack along with my husband, Rob Allen. And we are here. It is our intention. It is our mission to help you, to help tech managers build your dream careers, to escape a career where you're underpaid, you're overworked, you're underrecognized, a ho-hum career, a career where you're just settling, a career where you start asking yourself, is this really as good as it gets? And you know that there's more available and you do not want to settle for that anymore. So we are here to help you build that dream. And one of the things that we talk about a lot is strategy, overarching strategy, shifts, strategic shifts to make, mindset shifts, perspective shifts to make so that you can do that and take the inspired, intelligent action necessary in order to be on that path, in order to be on that journey towards career transformation, because that is what we want for you. That is what we are all capable of doing. But I'm going to get into the tactical weeds just a bit today, because there is a tactic, or we can kind of call it a set of tactics, that we know that a lot of you are using. And I'm just going to come out and say it, they're ruining your tech career. We've done this enough. We've been at this career coaching for tech managers game long enough to know what works. And while certainly there's room for individuality, there's room for individual context in customizing strategies, absolutely. That is a core part of our coaching. But there is also a core foundation to our coaching. And really what that means is there's a core foundation to what are the best strategies and tactics for you to use so that you can build the career of your dreams, so that you can build a career of impact, of freedom, of joy. And this one tactic that you're likely using in some way, shape, or form is ruining your tech career. And this tactic can look like reading a lot of leadership books. Reading leadership books over and over and over again, always wanting to chase what's the latest leadership book. I want to read it, nom, 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 give me all that information. Or it could take the form of, you know, this could go, you could be doing this too, of watching a lot of YouTube videos or a lot of TED Talks about leadership or careers or that kind of thing. You know, it's like, what's the latest TED Talk? Or, oh, let me go on YouTube and follow this guru and this expert, and let me watch her latest or his latest stuff on leadership and building teams. And, oh, I'm going to follow the latest tech companies. I'm going to follow the latest and greatest in what the best tech leaders are doing. And I'm going to watch every single YouTube video that they put out. And I'm going to read every single blog article. That's how it can show up too, right? Or you're going on Medium or you're following people's blogs and you're just like, you're going and you're reading and you're reading and you're watching and you're watching. And this can also show up like you're talking with your friends on Slack, Like maybe you're a member of one or two or five or 10 Slack teams, and you spend a lot of your time sharing these articles and these videos and these other things and these books. And you're talking with your friends about them and what did you learn and what does it mean? And oh my God, can you believe he said that? I'm never following that advice. Or, oh wow, that was really great advice. I think I'm going to go do that with my team right now. That's a way that I'm going to go, you know, upgrade my one-on-ones. And it's a way that it's going to like, oh, I'm hiring now. And all this is some really great tactics. These are some really great strategies to upgrade stuff. And you talk and you talk and you talk. And you read and you read and you read. And you watch and you watch and you watch. I'm telling you, you know, we're here to give you the tough pills to swallow, just like the doctor does. It's kind of like you're sick and you got to take this pill. For you, it's kind of like your career is in the dumps and you got to take this pill. All this watching and reading and talking and consuming information is destroying your tech career. It's destroying it. Because consuming information is not the way to create your dream career. It's just not the way to do it. And so, look, I have nothing against, I really do have nothing against books. I have nothing against YouTube videos. I have nothing against talking with friends and talking with colleagues on Slack. And actually, once clients come to work with us, those are some things that we often recommend. Read this book, watch this video, read this article, talk to these people on Slack. So you may be scratching your head and saying, well, that's what you're telling your clients to do, so why shouldn't I do it? I'm going to paint a picture for you. I'm going to use a metaphor. We're going to pretend we're building a house. Maybe you've actually built a house before, and in which case, this may resonate even deeper. But just imagine you're building a house. And what's the first thing you usually do when you build a house? What's the first part? Before anything else can get done. I know you're excited about the size of the rooms and the chandelier that you're going to put in that room and the drapes you're going to put in the other room and the spa you're going to put in this room and the coffee table you're going to put in that room and the badass kitchen. Oh my God, don't even get me started about the badass kitchen. I know you're excited about all of that stuff. But what's the first thing you need to? It's required that without this, you can't have the spa and the marble countertops and the cool coffee table. You can't have any of it. What's the one thing that you need to start with when you're building a house? The foundation. You gotta pour the cement foundation and you gotta let it, I don't know what the word for it is. You gotta let it dry. You gotta let it, right? You gotta let it like kind of seep in and get strong. You need to pour the foundation and you need to take some time to let it harden and get strong so you can then build the house on top of that. And then even then, after you build the foundation or after you put the foundation in, you still can't put in the countertops and the cool refrigerator and, you know, that cool bathtub. What do you need next? The frame, right? I think that's what it's called. The wood frame, right? Those big pieces of wood that creates the frame of the house. And then you could start putting walls in. And then you could start putting floors in above the foundation. And after you do all of that and the foundation is there and the frame is there and the walls are there, then you could start getting funky with the decorating and the cool stuff. But if you try, what would happen if you tried to like put a frame in a house without a solid foundation? Without some sort of solid foundation? And then what would happen if you tried to like put a bathtub or a refrigerator in a foundation and a frame that's not strong? It falls down. It's like building a house of cards. So that's what you're doing by consuming all of this information without a foundation, without a frame, is you're building a house of cards. And that's why your career is not where you want it to be. That's why it feels like your career, like you have to keep reinventing it every year or two or whatever. Maybe it's 3 years. Because all you're building a house of cards. You don't have the foundation. You don't have the frame. So you're building all of this stuff. This is how I'm going to do one-on-ones. This is how I'm going to hire. This is how I'm going to make decisions about firing people. This is what I want to do. Okay, I want to get this promotion. All right, okay, so I guess this is what I do. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to watch this podcast. There's a card. And then I'm going to go and read this book. Oh, there's another card. And I'm going to go talk to my friends and, oh, there's another card. And I'm going to put all these tactics together. Maybe they'll work. Maybe they'll work. One spot of wind and it all comes crashing down. That's what you're doing. By consuming all of this information and trying to apply these tactics without a solid foundation, without a solid frame, you are building your career like it's a house of cards. And that is not what we want for you. And that's why we deliver the truth bombs, because I don't want you to ruin your career by constantly consuming information without a foundation, without a frame. I want you to put in the foundation first, and I want you to build that frame. Now, the foundation, what are we talking about here? So what is the foundation? The foundation is really, really, really getting clear on this is the shape and the size of what I want my career to look like. Because without knowing that, you can't pour a foundation. And honestly, first you got to dig the hole. Depending on what kind of foundation. I think some kinds of foundations, you don't need to dig a hole, but we won't get into the details there, right? Like, let's not overthink this, right? It's a cool analogy, so I'm letting it be a cool analogy. All right, so you can't pour a foundation without knowing the size and the shape of it. You can't build your career without knowing the size and the shape of what you want it to be. What do you want out of your career? Where do you want to go? How much money do you want to make? What kind of impact do you want to make? What kind of company do you want to work for? What kind of team do you want to build? Who do you want to be as a leader? I want you to decide who you want to be as a leader and the impact that you want to make. I don't want some authors of leadership books or YouTubers deciding that for you, because that's also part of what's going on here, is if you don't decide that for yourself first, you're basically just borrowing other people's dreams. Oh, cool. I read this book where this dude upgraded his career from like nothing and he became CEO of his tech company. Cool. That's what I want to do. And that may actually be what you want to do, but you'll never know because you're just reacting to information instead of really getting clear yourself first. What is the shape and size and mission? What do I want out of my career? Who do I want to be as a leader? That's the foundation. You have to decide that first. And that's why a lot of you are stuck right now, because you can't. You can't. And I'm not saying that to judge. I'm not saying that to make wrong. I'm not saying that to make anybody wrong. Ha, trust me. There were many times in my career and in building this business that I didn't know what the F I wanted. And you know what I did? I reached out to experts to help me get clear. Because I was in my own head. And when I was in my own head, there was no way I was going to be able to see clearly. And that's where a lot of our clients are, potential clients who then become clients when we talk with them. So I know that's where a lot of you are right now. You're in your head and you're overthinking it, and you can't just get to the heart of what it is that you want in your career. And we love you for that. And we're here to help you with that. So if you're stuck with that, I want you to just book a call with us right now. Like, I don't even need to finish. You don't even need to finish the rest of this, this podcast. I highly recommend that you do, but you know, come back to it later. First hit pause, book a call with us right now, thepeoplesnack.com/book. Because if you're stuck on like, I'm not even sure what I want out of my career, and you're recognizing that you're like so in your head on this, that somebody needs to take you out of that tailspin, then you got to talk. And we are the ones to talk to, because we are experts. We are the best in the world at helping tech managers to build their dream careers. And you got to get clarity. So if you're stuck there, I want you to book that call right now. thepeoplesnack.com/book. But then here's the tricky part, right? That's actually pretty clear. I don't have clarity. I need help. A lot of people book a call and reach out to us for help with that, because that's actually pretty straightforward. Because if you don't know where you're going to go, you're not going to build it. Here's the tricky part where actually a lot of other people get stuck is, you know what you want and you're beginning to build that foundation. You have a sense of what that foundation is, or maybe you actually have poured the cement and the foundation is there. Like, maybe you're really clear. I want to get promoted to VP of engineering. Or I want to do the best that I can in this role and get promoted as much as I can so that I can build a nest egg for myself so that I can eventually then leave this job and start my own business. Or, you know, I'm a high level IC right now. I want to move into leadership. You're really clear, whatever that might be. You're really clear about like what it is that you want in your career, the company that you want to work, kind of company that you want to work for, the team that you want to build, who you are as a leader. Like, and you know in your heart that that's true. You're not just borrowing anyone else, the beliefs of anyone else. And so you've started to you know, build that foundation. And now what you're trying to do is build a frame. And you don't have the system and the structure to be able to do that. So you're trying to throw in all of these cards on top of this foundation and a frame that's kind of shaky, and it's not working. You're trying to throw in all of this information on top of this solid foundation, but you don't have the structure and the system and the support to be able to take all of these ideas that you have that you want to implement and put them into this box in an organized way. You know, it's like trying to organize your cutlery without like little sections for knives and forks and spoons. It's like, okay, knives, you guys go over there, and spoons, you go over there, and you guys got to stay over there, but there's no like overarching structure to hold them. So it's just kind of all over the place and it's chaos. Chaos, I tell you. I do not tolerate chaos in my cutlery drawer, and I do not tolerate chaos in someone's career. And the career is certainly way more important. So without that structure, without that, yeah, you have the foundation, but without that structure, without that frame for there's this room and here's this room and here's this other room and here's what this is going to look like and here's the stairs and all of that, then still all the information that you're consuming, they're just kind of flying around. You're still building a house of cards. It may stay a little bit more stable because you have that foundation, but it's going to be so chaotic and haphazard that you're really not building your career intentionally. And that's what I want you to do. So at the end of the day, what I don't want you to do is consume information willy-nilly without a foundation, without a structure, without a system, and without support. Because if you are, you're basically building a house of cards. What I want you to have, what I want you to focus on instead of focusing on information, I want you to focus on transformation. I want you to focus on transforming your tech career intentionally. Intentionally means here's my desired outcome. And I have the systems and the support and the structure to create that outcome with certainty. That's what intention means. I'm setting that intention to do that. So like within my definition of intention implies taking inspired action with the strategies and the systems and the support to do that. So I know a lot of you are stuck. Like you've listened to this, and I know that for a lot of you, what I'm saying is resonating. Maybe all of what I'm saying is resonating. Maybe a piece of what I'm saying is resonating. And you're like, oh, wow. Some of the stuff is like, I'm not sure, but what you just said was spot on. That's because I'm here and I care and we listen and we know how to help tech managers build your dream careers. We've been doing this for long enough. We have enough expertise. We have enough intention. We have enough awareness. And we have the systems and the structure to help you get there. So, you know, you could just take what I just said and say, all right, well, that's cool. Then I guess Jen just wants me to stop reading books and watching YouTube videos. All right, whatever. You could be cynical about it and funny about it. That's your choice. But you also have the choice to say, hang on, there's something here. Maybe Jen's right. Maybe the expert career coach. Maybe the expert at helping tech managers. Oh, that's me. To upgrade my tech career. Oh, that's what I want to do. Is maybe a little bit right. Because what she's saying, not just because I trust her, but because what she's saying is resonating. And if what I'm saying is resonating at some level, because you're stuck, because you're underpaid, because you're underrecognized, because you're overworked, you've been stuck in a ho-hum, I'm settling career for way too long, and you're sick and tired of asking yourself the question, is this it? There's got to be more. That existential angst of, I know I'm capable of more, but why aren't I achieving it in my career? If you're sick and tired of all of that, and you're sick and tired of not having a foundation to build your, a solid foundation to build your career upon. If you're sick and tired of not having the systems and the structure and the support to build that career intentionally and not just build a house of cards, then I want you to book a call with my team, thepeoplestack.com/book. You're going to go to that link and it's going to ask you for your name, your email address. First, it's going to ask you for your time zone, enter your time zone, and then pick a time that works for you. We have plenty of times available on our calendar. Enter your name, your email, your number. It'll be in your calendar. It'll be in my team's calendar. We're going to send you reminders just in case you are a chaos monkey and you need those reminders. Even if you're not a chaos monkey, we all need those reminders. It's going to be in your calendar. It's going to be in my team's calendar. And the only thing I want you to do, this is really simple, but it's really important. The only thing that I want you to do to prepare for that call is be ready to show up coachable. Show up coachable. Show up ready to have an honest conversation about what it's going to take for you to build your dream career, for you to get unstuck from mediocrity, and for you to spread your wings and create your dream. And really, all that looks like is right before the call, put your hands on your heart if you need to, 5 minutes before the call, and setting the intention. I will be coachable. I will empty my cup of what I think I know. And I will show up to this conversation ready for transformation, ready to break through whatever barriers I previously perceived there to be. And I will realize that this is exactly the help that I need. Set that intention before the call and show up with the call and go with the flow on the call. My expert career strategists are there to help you. They know what questions to ask to help you start to get that clarity that you need, to start to give you that certainty that you need so that you know you got this, and especially with our help. So you're going to have a conversation. You're going to get 100% clear on what's not working in your career right now. You're also going to get 100% clear on that dream that you want to build. Now, This is a conversation, and it's a fluid conversation. We can't help everybody. But what we can do is give you that clarity. So we're going to give you that clarity, and you're going to get that no matter what. And you know what? Getting clarity is help. What I really mean is we can't work with everyone. Not everyone is a fit to be a client of ours. But you're absolutely going to get that clarity. And then if my team is 100% confident that we can help you further by being your expert career coaches, then they're going to talk about what it's going to look like. They're going to talk about all of the details, the financial investment, the time investment, everything that's going to be required on your part so that you can show up ready to stop just consuming information willy-nilly and start focusing on transformation for good, to fix your career for good. Book that call right now. ThePeopleStack.com/book. Stop focusing on information. It's ruining your tech career. Focus instead on taking the inspired, intelligent actions that will create transformation for you and your loved ones. Big hugs. Big hugs, everyone. Take care. Bye. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.